It is a story from the separate country of Washington State, except it's a national story. Nurses in New York about to be fired for not taking the mRNA injections. Washington State troopers, the fire marshal told, I told you about this yesterday, fire marshal told, we don't care that your doctor says these injections will kill you, or not will, but could likely kill you. We don't care. Get shot up or you don't have a job. There was an important event yesterday in the trial, one of the trials, suing dictator Inslee.
Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to the Todd Herman
this
Show.
This is going to end up, I believe, we're going to end up getting both the pieces of my economic legislation. The first piece, the 1.9, fundamentally changed the structure and the nature of the economy in this country.
Today is, in fact, the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. Times such as these mean we have unique responsibilities to our era. Because people have asked, I got a note yesterday, when we did not play the voice of that man, the frail, forgetful figurehead, to whom we're to refer as the president, we're supposed to refer to him that way, I got people saying, you said you weren't going to play his voice. What I said was, you're right. While he's installed in the White House, I wouldn't play his voice unless it became vital. It's become vital. Fundamental transformation is what that man just spoke about. It's the same exact language that his boss and the guy who's probably actually running things, Barack Obama or Barry Sortero, pick your name, that's what he was doing. The fundamental transformation then hinged on healthcare, Obamacare, to force you to purchase products you don't want for services you don't need at prices you cannot afford from companies you hate. That was the cornerstone of the fundamental transformation. Because from Obamacare came, believe it or not, it was part of the Obamacare scam, except for the state of Nebraska, which was the Cornhusker kickback, the government seized student loans for college. It goes to the government. Why? Because they want to be able to make the rules. The government effectively seized private house purchases if you are financing, because they want to control the rules. That all hinged around the Obamacare lie. Safe and affordable. And if you like your plan, you can keep it. As long as you don't have the same plan, you can keep it. You can look at it. Old pictures of your plan. The fundamental transformation of the economy of the world, except for China, is coming off of the linchpin of a hoax response to a real medical situation, which may or may not now, given what I'm reading about the origins of this, may or may not be an actual, you know, natural virus. It may well be and probably is. I think it is. I think the spike proteins are absolutely manipulated. And that's just the preponderance of the evidence. The fundamental transformation. The dictator of Washington State, Jay Inslee, joins the dictator of New York State. New York State, the new dictator who took over for Cuomo, the brother of the CNN actor. Andy is the thuggish person. Chris is the actor on CNN, also rather thuggish. The new governor of New York, so-called the dictator there, is going to apparently fire all nurses who don't get shot up with the mRNA injections coming this Monday. She has said she will replace them with foreign workers who will do what? Vote Democrat the rest of their lives. What else will they do? Whatever they're told to do. In the case in Washington State, Nathan Arnold, we were the first local show to have him on after he filed suit against Dictator Inslee on behalf of a bunch of cops, a whole bunch of cops, firefighters. We shared yesterday the fact that the state fire marshal of Washington State was told by his doctor, you should not get these injections because they very well may kill you. The dictator of the Washington State Patrol, Chief Batiste, said, we don't care. Effectively, it's not going to make a difference. We don't, you know, you get shot up, you don't have a job. I don't care. It's evident they don't care if it kills the man. The case Nathan Arnold filed is not going to be heard where it was filed. It's going to be heard in Thurston County. Okay, it had been filed in Walla Walla. It's going to be heard in Thurston County for people outside the Washington State area. Here's the significance of that. Thurston County is the county in which Olympia sits. Olympia is the home city of the dictator, Jay Inslee. That said, there are actually some good judges in Thurston County. Good, meaning they actually regard the Constitution as not a living, breathing document that they can expand and contract as they see fit, but actually see it as the guidebook, the rule book for society. Looming large in all of this is, of course, the Seattle Supreme Court. The Seattle Supreme Court hates your freedoms. The Seattle Supreme Court, well, it used to be the state Supreme Court. They don't make any pretense of caring about the Constitution or the rule of law in any way, shape, matter, idea, faction, or form. They're simply going to decide who they side with. That's it. Sadly. The fact is, the party wants to control your body outright. The party wants to control the bodies of your children outright, not just with mRNA.
We are compelled to bring knowledge to young people. Can you imagine a school district who still believes the world is flat? And there are thousands of them, by the way, people.
Definitely some complaints on whether or not we would have to ask permission from parents to teach. It doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense.
Please, sir, we're dancers in a competition and we just found out that we made it to the finals.
If you call the cops, we won't be able to go.
Hey, I'm a dancer too.
Some folks are deeply, deeply offended by this in our schools, and I respect that tremendously.
It's true. So, we're dancers, look.
Yeah, he actually doesn't respect parents at all unless the parents do exactly what he says. Boss of government schools, Chris Rakedahl, who was obsessive, just sweating with excitement, running through the hallways of Olympia, Washington, pressing this perverse pornographic sex ed, forcing it into the schools. That's his voice, along with the soft kiddie porn of the Netflix feature Cuties. They want to control your kids' bodies, and they want to control yours. And something is happening, and it's great news. It's great news. When I had the honor to sit in for and then be a guide host after his death for the great Rush Limbaugh, God rest him, we made suggestions around the country and did it constantly of get into the schools and read this trash curricula in front of the school boards. That's happening. We started to do this in Washington State. Maya Espinosa, great, great woman who should have been the actual superintendent of public schools rather than Chris Rakedahl, the boss of government schools. She and I did a couple of Zoom sessions. You could watch them still as we went through the actual curricula that's going to be shoved down the throats of parents and kids in Washington State.
For everything's about confusing kids about gender. This is seventh grade lesson. This is an outline for teachers. And this involves some things that they consider to be no risk, vaginal sex, anal sex, using a condom correctly. And incidentally, you need to buy a very expensive condom that the FDA will recommend or even, you know, recommend for anal sex. Oral sex using a latex barrier, a cut open condom correctly. Cut open condom. This is seventh graders.
What? I don't even know what that is, Todd. Do you?
They actually, at another curricula, suggest for oral sex, non-microwavable saran wrap, but non-microwavable. Yeah. If you ever told me that I would be sharing this conversation with a female adult human being.
Honestly.
It was really this is a significantly uncomfortable conversation Maya and I had. Now it's happening at the school board level. One more, myself and Maya Espinosa.
This is for fifth graders. You see the little girl there on the left-hand side. It's very important to understand that from the get-go, this curriculum is really obsessed with confusing kids about their gender. They start talking about a person with three holes between their legs and a very sensitive little area at the top called the clitoris. This is for five-year-olds. They also helpfully inform five-year-olds that a vagina can stretch to a size to have a penis inside it, which is, of course, very important information for kids that age to have. Right. That's for the younger kids, and it graduates and goes on, and we'll get into some of this.
And I had to look my friend Maya in the eyes. I talked with her about this. And she's a mother. I forget how many kids she has, but she's a, you know, I don't want to have these conversations, but it's happening at the school board level. Wait until you hear this.
AM 770 KTTH traffic.
This is pushback that matters. Make these people live in the world they're creating for others. Do not let them hide. If you're on the school board and you have voted for or even allowed to be in your school without significant pushback, perverse pornographic sex ed, we're coming to your school boards and we're going to read it in front of you. And this is happening around the country. This from The Blaze.
From the author, Maya Kobabe. Quote, I can't wait to have your in my mouth. I am going to get of your life, and then I want you inside me, end quote. From the author, Jonathan Evison. What if I told you I touched another guy's I was 10 years old, but it's true. This is not an oversight at Fairfax High
School. Sorry.
There
are children in the audience here.
Do not interrupt my time. Do not interrupt my time.
Oh, there's children in the audience. There's children in the schools. Do it constantly. Go to school board meetings and read this trash in front of them. They are stealing from children the very nature of what it is to grow properly into understanding sexual union. I view the world through a lens of Christian thinking. I believe sexual union is one of the most incredible gifts the Lord has ever given us. I believe he designed it to bring us closer. Part of that, yes, it's fun and it feels good and it is designed to bring us closer. Hence the cuddle hormone, which is something that's released in people's brains post-sex, post-sexual union. They are stealing that from kids, and you don't need to be a Christian to have the point of view that kids are not ready to develop thinking about, well, with whom shall I have sex? They want the injections in the kids. They're pretending that kids don't need to see faces to properly grow. They're pretending kids are at risk from the COVID flu. They're pretending teaching racism is not racism. They are seeking to control your kids' minds and bodies outright. It's right in front of us. Number one, if you can, get your kids out of the government schools. Number two, if you cannot be in the government schools, make these people live in the reality they are creating for our children. Make them experience it. There's a woman in the New York subways. This is also from The Blaze. It's Blaze Day. She's done with pushing sexuality and sex acts everywhere you go. She went through the New York subway ripping down this explicit, it's a dating site, OkCupid, and it is explicit, basically softcore porn on the city trains. I love this.
I don't know for kids to be looking at this. Is that okay? No, it's not. It's wrong. This is propaganda. Yeah. This is normalizing. Normalizing. Sex education. Yeah. It's sensitive. Yeah. Otherwise, no one sees this. No. Because TV told them not to get upset and wear the mask. So we're going over there. Let's go to the back.
It surrounds our children, this pervasive focus on the following. Number one, Get them sex addicted early on. Get them sex obsessed. Number two, confuse them, utterly confuse them about what they are. Utterly. That they can look and say, well, my everything tells me I'm a boy, but my teacher says, since I like to dance, I'm a girl. Utterly confuse them. Separate them from the parents. Well, your parents, they're old and they don't understand that it's a good idea for kindergartner kids to have mutual masturbation. They don't get that that's super, super important. Plus, they're racists. It is to drive a wedge. The final wedge is between the generations. That's the final wedge, guys. They drive a wedge between the generations. This is how you get your year zero behavior. This is how you get young people despising their parents and despising the older generations. Biblically speaking, of course, we are to respect our parents. It doesn't always mean agree, but it means respect. Every example of what the party is doing is not only directly oppositional to scientific rigor, i.e. masks, i.e. cases, i.e. there's no such thing as a woman anymore. There's just people with vaginas, i.e. there is this notion called race that's just being scientized. Everything in it is in opposition to scientific rigor. Everything in it is divisive. Everything in it stands in opposition to not just Christian beliefs, but Jewish beliefs, and for that matter, the beliefs of Muslims. When you get to things sexual, unfortunately, Islam is tied very directly to tyranny and control and violence, particularly against women. This is why we talk about it as a time of choosing. You'll also notice these commonalities. None of this is newsworthy to the Mockingbird media sites. None of it. Not the purposeful confusion of kids. Not the pushing of perverse pornographic sex ed. Not the fact that children are at far greater risk from the mRNA injections than they ever will be from the flu. Not the fact that children are being taught concepts of race that stand in direct opposition to scientific rigor. Not the fact that the 1619 Project is pure, unadulterated fantasy fiction. None of this is news to the Mockingbird media, because the Mockingbird media announced themselves courtesy of Donald John Trump for what they have been all this time. That's why it's notable. That's why Tucker Carlson has done so enormously well. Frankly, that's why Jason Rance's appearance on Fox are so popular. Not only does Jason do a great job, but because people are hungry for the truth. There are people around the country saying, you see what's going on in these cities? You see what's going on in Seattle? Do you see it with your own eyes? Sodom and Gomorrah being created. If you don't like the religious notion of that, Gattaca. What we're seeing. The frail and forgetful figurehead, Joe Talibiden, spoke from the White House, reading words someone typed into a teleprompter for him to read, and he said this. Exactly.
This is going to end up, I believe, we're going to end up getting both the pieces of my economic legislation. The first piece, the 1.9, fundamentally changed the structure and the nature of the economy in this country.
Fundamental change. Top down, bottom up. Lawlessness from the bottom. Tyranny from the top. Lawlessness for people who support the party, you can do whatever you want. Tyranny from the top for people who dare question the party. Oh, you're 83? You committed the crime of going to watch the president of the United States speak? You didn't commit a crime? You didn't commit vandalism? We're still going to kick down your door in your apartment in Harlem. We're going to seize your computers and frog march you out, even though you're an 83-year-old black man, retired, and we're going to turn you into a terrorist. Speaking of terrorism, your tax dollars are paying to promote acts of vandalism against our nation's infrastructure. That sounds like a conspiracy theory. Can you prove that? Yes. When we come back on the Todd Herman Show. Coming up, 6:45, Brian Suits, the darksecretplace.com comes by. I don't know what Brian's going to talk about today. I should just shut up and just let Brian talk. He's very, very funny. He's two-time, he did two tours of duty, combat duty in Iraq, and has absolutely been spot on with what's going on in Afghanistan. Last week, we talked about Australia and giving... I have no idea why we're continuing to pretend that Australia is anything like a democracy. It's a full-on, complete, unadulterated, full stop, inarguable. It's a dictatorship completely. It's fascinating because they were afraid of China, so they became China. That's how we'll defeat them. We'll become them. It happens. One of the great tricks of the enemy is to have you become the thing that you are fighting against. It's to turn you into the hatred when you want, what you want to do is hate the behavior, but not the people. And man, it's a slick trick. As is top down, bottom up. The frail man, the forgetful man who is in fact a figurehead, Joe Talibiden, is speaking again the language of saying, his so-called his, it's not his, the economic plan that the people who run him have designed is going to fundamentally transform our economy. Well, that's happening. It began in March of last year. You've seen the news of all the cargo ships that cannot get into port to deliver goods because the ports aren't operating at full capacity. No. Why is that? Oh, it's the COVID. Oh, now it makes sense. Everybody's got the flu. That's what we do during a flu. We shut down our ports. So you have cargo ships lined up outside the country, and what are you seeing on the store shelves? You're beginning to see the appearance of scarcity. Now, in a sane world, as my wife is fond of pointing out, we wouldn't talk of scarcity because one can grow food. One can harvest food. But that is not what the party intends for us. The party intends for us to get our proteins through fake meats, etc. Top down, bottom up. Create scarcity and then solve it. Top down, bottom up. Every office in the White House of whoever runs the place, I think it's a gaggle of teen girls who yell, press, press, or it's Barack Obama. It's because it's not Biden. That's clear. Every office, every department has their own climate czar. The Treasury has a climate czar. John Kerry's back in the business of czaring on the climate. Top down. Top down, World Economic Forum. We need to have lockdowns to protect the climate. They, folks, I played the video that they released on this a year and a half ago, and then they disappeared the video. Whoops, that was a mistake. That was a pre-pressed version. No, it wasn't. Top down, World Economic Forum, designing a credit card that's now released, by the way. I think it's a MasterCard that's released, by the way, that pretends to track your spending via its carbon footprint, and it will shut your spending off when you've reached your carbon limit. But how do I eat if I've left my carbon limit? Well, you go buy an Impossible Burger. It's carbon neutral. Don't you know? You take the choo-choo. It's carbon neutral. Don't you know? Top down. Here's the bottom up part with a strong assist from an alleged professor and your very own national public radio.
Demonstrations of the usual kind. I'm all in favor of that. But I do think we need to step up because so little has changed and so many investments are still being poured into new fossil fuel projects. So I am in favor of destroying machines, property, not harming people. That's a very, very important distinction there.
Huh. What's not harming people by blowing up a pipeline? This Andreas Malm is a professor at Lund University in Sweden. He studies the relationship between the myth of man, the myth of catastrophic climate change and capitalism. That's what he studies. He is on National Public Radio and others, by the way, not just NPR, in this country saying, blow up pipelines. Make no mistake, NPR knows exactly what they're doing. Normalizing. But for many, the Black Lives Matter protests were a sign of hope that things have finally changed in America. Top down, bottom up. The young woman who has now been convicted of starting the 8,500-acre fire, is that right, in California? The Rose Park fire? I think it was 41 homes, countless futures she stole. She's a climate militant. She's a domestic terrorist trying to change policy. Top down, bottom up. In the economy, in areas of sexuality, in lockdowns, in woke masks. Top down, bottom up. In immigration. Top down, bottom up. Top down, open the borders. Top down, do not deport illegal immigrants. Top down, give them everything they could ever possibly want them coming into the country. Top down, places like Seattle or King County, where heroin Dan Satterberg refuses to charge illegal immigrants with DUIs, but he'll charge you. Top down, let the cartels in. Top down, create official sanctuary cities. Bottom up. There's 10,000 Mexican people, according to this Fox News report, 10,000 more people ready to illegally enter the United States of America. They're forming a caravan, don't you know? Because they watched what the people who run Joe Biden allowed to occur. And this is a statement from a Border Patrol union chief about the frail and forgetful figurehead.
I've been patrolling the borders since Clinton was the president, and I can tell you personally that the policies that have been in place were by far the best under President Trump, and President Biden completely and totally dismantled all of those policies. And when you look at our Border Patrol agents, when they are sent down there to do that job, and by the way, Mayorkas was down on the border, and he saw the horses. He knew the horses were out there, and now he's doing a 180. But when our agents are out there trying to patrol the border, do their job to the best of their ability, then they're vilified by the president. You know, we feel like, well, why even go out there and do it? Why put on that uniform? Why care about the American public? That's why we do it. We put on that uniform because we care about the American public. We want to go out there and we want to protect them. And Joe Biden is trying to break that down.
The gentleman went on to say that he would arrest Biden for aiding and abetting if Biden wasn't president. We find that portion of the clip, Alex, where he says he would arrest the frail man to whom we're to refer to as to whom we're to refer as president. Brian Suits joins us next to talk about all things military, global, domestic, and even maybe touch on California. That's next on the Todd Herman Show. Thanks for listening to the Todd Herman Show. Brian Suits joins us. Brian is former radio host, now a podcast guy, straight to you, thedarksecretplace.com. You can pay him to hear him talk there. Brian, welcome back to the Todd Herman Show.
Hey, we're only 2 days away from Talktober. as we call it in talk radio.
I've got a bunch of stuff planned for Talktober. Yes, exactly. There is a thing coming up in the Senate. You reminded me of this morning. We're going to have Defense Secretary Raycon and General Whiterage. Austin and Milley sitting down for questions from the Senate about the excellent, what they say, it was a highly effective operation in Afghanistan. If you were Senator Brian Suits, and I were to defer to the gentleman from the formerly beautiful state of California, now separate country, Senator Suits would say what to these two guys?
Secretary Austin, were you not CENTCOM commander just 5 years ago? Yes, Senator, I was. Did you ever have a plan in your desk, an oh crap plan, for getting out of Afghanistan? And did it look like this? And I'd ask Milley, because I love getting him in that mode that he does. He does a square jaw stare back at you. And we were talking about this off the air. He is channeling Jack Nicholson as Colonel Nate and R. Jessup. And with your pretty white uniform, you have the, you question how I, you ask me to defend you, then you question how I do it. He has that outrage, and this is indefensible. And my only question to him would be a purely chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff question. As the only guy in uniform who's regularly in the company of the president, why did you not influence him and tell him we can't do that with only 5,000 guys? When the White House, whoever it was, the chief of staff, whoever, when they said, okay, we're not reinvading, you're only going to get 5,000 guys, why didn't you say, well, we can't do it, then just leave them, leave all those translators, just get out? Because what should have happened in the advise and consent part of a cabinet official like Austin or the guy in uniform is, Mr. President, we just can't do it with 5,000 guys. We really quickly just need to surge a brigade or two. There's one sitting in Italy for this very purpose. Surge him to Bagram, do it from the air base with the triple layer of wire and the guard towers. These guys have all been there before. They know the drill. A convoy people to Bagram, fly him out from there. Bob, your uncle, there we go. But why didn't you? So my question would be, General Milley, why didn't you do that? And I really wanted to hear his answer there.
That's a great, great line of questioning. I would ask, General Milley, General, what part did White Rage play in all of this?
General, how evil are white people? In I've noticed that all but one of the men who raised the flag on Suribachi are white. One is Native American. Can we Photoshop some more color in that?
I would ask him that, and I would ask Lloyd Austin, how's the stock at Raycon? How's it looking for you? Are you going to be shorting that?
He's Raytheon. Raytheon's about to
Raytheon. I get my corruptocrats confused. It's so hard to remember corruptocrats at 6:48 in the morning.
By the way, their job today is to put a stop to this drudging up the past thing. There'll be a lot of that for Milley too, hey, what's happened, water under the bridge. Now, never mind the fact, by the way, there are still 40 plus California school kids, middle and high school age kids, stuck in Afghanistan as of this Tuesday morning.
Would it be okay to say to Austin or Milley, hey, would you guys personally go get them?
I know. You know what? How are you sitting here having an omelet and coffee when you should be in some bumpy convoy in Afghanistan saving these American citizens that you left behind?
Yeah, for the children. This is the problem with our institutions, and it's like a Gordian knot, Brian. Because I don't want to be part of you can't trust the institutions, but you can't trust the institutions. It's a devilish plot we're in. At least we've got things squared away with China. We're good there. I mean, you're telling me off there that you're reading a book that says that we're. We don't even understand how business gets done over there. I think I have a hint of it. When I worked at Microsoft, Brian, back in the day, they gave me a plan to figure out how to get $1 per Microsoft Windows in in China. They said if you got $1 per copy, that would be a victory. So they wanted me to conceive of an ad-supported Windows because they weren't getting paid. And the Chinese Communist Party knew they were stealing this. And I was told by the most senior management, literally, Todd, if your business plan delivers us $1 for copy, you're getting 100% more than we're getting now. So we're facing China, huge geopolitical threat. I think they're the ones paying for the logistical support of Black Lives Matter Incorporated and Antifa and all that. But their economy is also set up in the way that I think this is what the people who run Biden want in our economy. And you're reading a book about this.
It's pure government capitalism. Yeah, this book came out about a week and a half ago called Red Roulette by Desmond Shum, S-H-U-M. Born in Shanghai, his parents had the will to leave and go to Hong Kong. He grew up in Hong Kong. He went to University of Wisconsin, accounting and finance, goes back to Hong Kong, and starts getting into private equity in the early 90s, which is a license to print money in China. And part of his deal was he knew Mandarin, he knew Cantonese, and he knew Shanghainese. And so he had the three major languages, and he also knew how China worked. He marries a very, very ambitious woman who sidles up to the wives of high officials and then meets the wife of the next highest official and all that. And so anyway, several $1 billion later, he and his wife built the largest distribution hub at the main airport in Beijing. And that means stuff coming to America and stuff coming into China. His company distributed Heineken and Marlboro into China. So they were, absolutely making money hand over fist. So they have a son and they get divorced. He moves to London and they would disappear his wife. In 2017, his wife disappeared. No, her parents couldn't talk to her, she wasn't answering her phone. Her housekeeper and assistant disappeared at the same time. Just no word at all. So he starts writing this book for his son because he knows that any day he could be pulled off the streets of London. So he writes the book and he shows it to some friends and they say, you got to get this published. And he says, no. And they say, no, people need to know this story. There should be a textbook. Publish it. So Scribner's publishes it. And earlier this month, on a Sunday night, out of the blue, his wife calls him. And so he lets her talk to her son. He's now 12. He's tall and all this. And then she says, okay, give the phone back to your dad. And she says, don't publish this book. And he says, wow. It's in the trucks. It's in the warehouses. It's coming out Tuesday. And he said, it's all around the world. It's translated into Spanish and Mandarin and Russian. And no, there's nothing I can do. It's like I've sawn off a limb and now it's cracking. He said, I can't not publish a book. And he realized only some ham-fisted idiot bureaucrat in China on a Sunday night would think, oh, that's what you do. You flip a switch and then the book gets released, or you don't flip the switch.
Of course.
And she's saying, don't do this. And so, he used to dine with President Xi and all this. And so this is the insider's insider. Now he's written the tell-all book. And I got to tell you, it's a page turner. I got it on Sunday, read a bit last night, except the game got really horrible, so I read some more. And then the boy cows won, which is the worst outcome. So I'm going to finish it today, but it's amazing.
Right.
But it's called Red Roulette by Desmond Shum, S-H-U-M.
All right, Brian, thank you for the book recommendation and just you dropped into that, something very important for people to understand. The Chinese Communist Party will come here and disappear people. They've made it very, very clear. If you ever lived in China or were born there, you belong to them. It's a good thing our government doesn't think we belong to them. Brian Suits, you can hear him. You can, in fact, pay him money to hear him talk at thedarksecretplace.com. Thank you for coming on, my friend.
All right, anytime. Have a good day.
Yep, Todd Herman's show will continue.